Oh, that's right. Happy days are here again. It's Tuesday afternoon, 4 p.m. right here on WCRS. And today my very special guest is Becky McIntosh. She is the fund development coordinator. But I know Becky, she likes to have a lot of fun. How you doing today, Becky?
I am doing great. I couldn't be any better. Thank you, Ann.
Oh, that's great. So what have you been up to today?
I've had a great day. My day, in fact, I'll tell you about it, started off with a breakfast at the Inn on the Square.
Well, that's good already.
It was a light breakfast because it was, that's the way we wanted it. It was Women Linking Women, which is a program offered by the WLC, Women's Leadership Council, of the Chamber of Commerce. There were 60 women there, and we have this program about three times a year. And I always enjoy going because it's structured, and you meet other women in all different backgrounds, and it's not just for newcomers to Greenwood at all. That's why I still enjoy going. You see retirees there, and you see business women, and you see nonprofit women, and you see homemakers, you name it. I met a photographer, a counselor, a newcomer to Greenwood in insurance.
Did you meet an Indian chief? I just got to ask.
I did not. My goodness. I'll have to look.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, it sounds like it's a pretty diverse group.
It is a diverse group, and I really enjoy it. And it's structured, which means, like today, there were 10 tables, and you spend 20 minutes at a table, and you've got three questions. So everyone goes around and introduces themselves. And of course, I talk about the fact that I worked at Piedmont Tech for 31 years and loved it. It was my passion. And then I found Healthy Learners, which is my second passion. And then talked about these three different questions. So each person around the table shares this information, which is so interesting. And we trade business cards. And then after 20 minutes, you go to another table and another question.
Sounds like speed dating.
It was. And now I have all these new contacts. And yes, there's like the first table I sat down at, I was sitting next to Representative Parks. And across the room was someone that I used to work with, Tommy Good from Piedmont Tech. And over here was someone I've worked just known for recently from Ballantyne, Cherie Adams. And over here, you know, different people. And so I knew them, but to learn more about them, now I feel like I know them much better.
That's terrific.
So it is. So that's my commercial. Didn't really mean to make it a commercial, but for all you women out there, think about attending the next WLW, Women Linking Women.
Well, they do a lot of good things, and they have forums and all kinds of good stuff.
Oh, yes.
Where you can learn a lot about if you're in business, how to succeed in business. And,
yes.
And, you know, these are things that I think a lot of women have missed out on over time.
And it's an opportunity. It really is. It starts at 8:30. We were done by 10:30. You know, $12. It's like a no-brainer. So I'll see you there the next time, Ann.
Except I'll probably be on the air,
You'll
Becky.
Probably be on the air. That's right.
Sharing my life right here on
WCRS. Right.
But we've got a subject to talk about today. Today we're going to be talking about healthy learners right here in Greenwood. And, you know, one of the questions, Becky, is what is healthy learners and how did it end up being here in Greenwood?
Well, I'm going to start my answer by telling a couple of little stories so that people can see what Healthy Learners is. There was a tiny little girl in kindergarten, and she was a cute little girl, and the teacher noticed that she stopped smiling, she stopped talking, and actually stopped eating, and could not get anything from the little girl in terms of what was going on. Of course, she brought her to the school nurse, and the school nurse was able to determine that this little child actually had her mouth hurt. That's as far as she could get out. Her mouth hurt. And in this particular situation, the parents weren't able to assist, so the phone calls made to Healthy Learners. And we were able to get her to see a dentist right away, one of our partner providers, and they provide the session or the appointment at no charge, and found out the little girl needed oral surgery. I mean, this was severe. And so several appointments later, she had the surgery, was able to be done in the office, and the little girl was back to smiling, eating, laughing, talking, and we were just so glad that we were there for her, and that's what we do. And I'll tell you one more story. and this another little girl, I'm in the girl mood today, but we serve little boys just as well. There was a little girl that was born with congenital cataracts. And at the age of 3, her parents were able to get her down to MUSC where she had surgery. But there were follow-up visits that never were met. They weren't able to get down there. And when she got to kindergarten, it was realized that she had very poor vision. They called Healthy Learners. The school nurse did. But school nurses are so essential. Called Healthy Learners. Healthy Learners was able to work with a provider here in town, one of our partner providers, to get the medical records, to get what she needed, to get her eyes. She actually, her vision was 20/400.
Wow.
I've never heard of that. So, but they worked with her multiple visits over an 18-month period. She had to wear taped glasses. I didn't know what that was, but taped glasses is when they actually apply some tape to a section of your glasses to
cause you to look through a certain place.
She actually wore a patch for a while on one eye. This is an amazing story, but after 18 months, this child had 20/25 vision.
Wow.
And that was at no cost to the family because the family didn't have the resources to help.
Well, and the effect, if she couldn't see and this hadn't been diagnosed as to what the problem was, she could have gone for periods of time and become a failure in school,
right,
and nobody understand what her problem was, and this could have just been a situation that spiraled out of control.
That you're exactly right, and that's what our mission is. The whole mission and vision of Healthy Learners is that the lack of health care would not be an obstacle to children being successful in school. And that is our vision and our mission, and that is the only thing that we do, and we're the only nonprofit in Greenwood that does exactly that. You know, we provide transportation. If you see a van around town, a gray van, it says Healthy Learners, two women in a van, the director and the social worker. The social worker goes to the school and picks up the child, takes the child to an appointment, stays with the child during the appointment, and brings them back to the school, brings him or her. Elementary schools, early childhood, middle schools, and high schools.
Well, you know, and I know that you probably could share dozens and dozens of stories where you have corrected a problem, and now the child is able to go ahead and learn and move forward.
Yes.
And for a parent that doesn't have the means to be able to get their child to the doctor's appointment, some of the time it actually, I understand, has to do with the fact that the parent just can't miss work.
That's right. There are places, you know, of employment that you have to be on the job. Now, obviously, if the individual can't be there because he or she is sick, but I was fortunate. You know, as an educator, I was always able to leave work and you know, at Piedmont Tech and take my children to the doctor if they needed to go. But you're exactly right. Some can't do that, and we provide transportation. So it's a wonderful program.
So, and when you have people that don't even have the capability of providing for this child, and then if we don't provide for this child and they grow up, then they become truthfully a burden on society. We are giving them now the opportunity, the children that is, to be able to learn and get an education and move forward. And so many times with Healthy Learners, I think it is correcting a problem, such as the tooth problem, the sight problem. These are problems that can be corrected. They're not lifelong problems.
Right.
They're problems that need to be fixed. And as you said, the nurses being able to identify, the school nurses to identify these problems, and then if nothing else can be done, they contact Healthy Learners.
That is correct. Every occurrence is a direct referral from school nurses. They're the only referral source, and it makes it a real clean system that we don't assess a student's need or a parent call us. It strictly goes through the school nurses. And then, of course, the parent. My goodness. It's always the first call, of course, is from the school nurse to the parent. Or in many cases, it's a paper goes home to the parent if they can't, you know, call the parent. So that's the parent always has to approve us taking their child
Sure.
out of the school and bringing them back.
Sure. So, but to have this program now, how did this program get started? Because, you know, I think it's kind of an interesting background story about healthy learners.
It's very interesting. Back in the 90s, mid-90s, the Greenwood indicators were such that there was a need for health care for children. Self Family Foundation at the time was looking at possible programs around the state. This program had started in the 90s in Columbia. A doctor connected with the Sisters of Charity of St. Augustine that were in Columbia. And John Heidel was the CEO of Providence Hospital.
Right.
And Providence Hospital is owned by the Sisters of Charity. So the stars lined up, and this program began in the 90s. Actually, the part about Greenwood didn't happen until about 10 years later. About 10 years later, they decided to spread out a little bit out of the Columbia area. That was when Self Family Foundation was looking for a program for children's health. By that time, John Heidel had become CEO of Self Regional Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Again, everything came together. So we are very fortunate to have it, because outside
it's of... It's not everywhere.
It's not everywhere.
Right.
Outside of Columbia, it's only offered in Allendale County, Dillon County, and Georgetown County. So when I speak to groups, sometimes churches and organizations, you name it, I'll talk to anybody about healthy learners, they'll say, well, what about Abbeville County, or what about McCormick County? And right now, you know, we have it, and it's not in those other counties.
And it is right now in Greenwood and in Weir Shoals, is that correct?
Well, we are all in Greenwood County,
right.
So we serve the school districts. When we started in 2005, we served District 50.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we added Weir Shoals. We were thrilled to work with the children and the school nurse at Weir Shoals, and we're really excited about this coming year. We will be in 96, working with their school nurse and the children in 96. So we will have covered all of Greenwood County.
That's pretty awesome, but it is, when you think about it, the very fact that it was in Columbia, and then their next outreach, shall we say, was here in Greenwood.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And, you know, when you think about it, I mean, so many times we think that, I would think people would think that probably it wouldn't be necessary here in Greenwood County.
Well, I agree with you. You look around Greenwood County, and it's so beautiful and industrialized and progressive, a lot of arts and culture and music, two colleges. My goodness, you know, Greenwood County is on the map. However, there is a lot of poverty in Greenwood, and the kids count of 2015, the 34.7% of the children in Greenwood live in poverty. That's
how much percentage?
34.7, which is
above. That's over a third.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's more than the national is 22%, and the state is 27%, and Greenwood County is 34.7%. So there is a tremendous need here, and it's just, we're so glad that we're doing this, because if we weren't doing the things we're doing, I wonder who would.
Yeah, where it could be picked up. You know, there are a lot of good programs. I mean, they've had the summer feeding program at the
yes.
schools, the backpack program that goes home on the weekends. So we are making dents and understanding that there are issues in our county. But I don't think anybody's been covering the healthcare aspect of it like Healthy Learners has.
And just last week I was speaking at a women's group at a church. And someone asked about community initiatives. And before I could answer, somebody else in the group spoke up and said, well, that's only from age 18 and on. So what we do is just school children, and it's very focused. So we're able to help those that are in early childhood through high school.
Now, what about in the summertime? I mean, that's good during the school year, but what about during the summertime?
In the summertime, essentially the office closes. In terms of the staff, they're like teachers, you know, worked until about the middle of June, and will be back in early August.
Okay.
Because that is the population we serve.
The school
and
age.
So, right.
Yeah, so. Okay, well, we are here with Becky McIntosh. We are going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. And I tell you what, you better be watching our Facebook page. There's some exciting, explosive deals that will be coming up. It'll be a firecracker special. On top of that, I want to remind you, even though it's 4:26 in the afternoon, you do have until 7 o'clock this evening to vote. So please vote. Take you less than 5 minutes. There's two groups on there. There is the sheriff's Republican race. There is a runoff on that race. And then, of course, there is the clerk of court. There is a runoff on that race. Now, in the clerk of court, whoever wins today will be the person that will be taking the office because there is no Democratic opponent. However, in the sheriff's race, this will determine the Republican candidate, and then there is a Democratic candidate. So please get out and vote. You know, you've got to decide. Do you really, in this race, I think what you're actually looking at is, do you want change or do you want status quo? Those are the decisions that you have to make, and it is in your hands. So please get out and vote until 7 o'clock tonight. Now, back to Healthy Learners right here on WCRS.
Yes.
Just had to put that plug out there so people don't forget they still have time to vote. But we're talking about Healthy Learners. Healthy Learners helps those students in school who need some help. Now, basically, what type of things do you cover for students in school?
Sure. The most common need is dental care. We find children that are in 5th, 6th, 7th grade that have never been to a dentist. One of the first children that we served in Ware Shoals had never been to a dentist. And, oh my gosh, we're so glad we're there. This is this program, I feel so good about it because we're really filling a need. And then afterwards, the family has a family dentist.
Sure.
So that's a great thing. The second is medications.
Okay.
There's children that need medications, whether it's asthma. There's so many ongoing needs for medication. And sometimes
diabetes.
The family.
Yes, I mean, yes. And I mean, there's another big one in our state.
With some families, it's a matter. there's even if they have insurance, you know, you have to meet the copay for certain things.
Sure.
And if this family is struggling financially, there just isn't always enough to go around. So we help with that. The third, after that, there's eyes, vision. And that has been on the increase because of the SPOT program. Did I mention that yet, the SPOT program?
The program that the Lions Club
Right, the Lions Club. Yes, it is the Lions Club. Club. Absolutely, I wanted to mention that. The Lions Club has a terrific program that goes to every school and screens children. They're all lined up in the hallway, and I've watched them, and the children love it. They just get, it looks
That's
like a little
really
camera.
It's a really easy test.
It's an easy test. They walk up and click it, you know, and then the next child comes in. What it does is the screening then indicates, does the child need further actual assessment?
Mm-hmm.
So we have had an increase in the need for vision assessment, which is a good thing.
Sure.
To help these children and the parents realize that they need glasses.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things on glasses, vision, and everything, you can have a child that in kindergarten can be seeing okay. And when they get to the fourth grade or fifth grade, they could be having vision problems. And yet, they might not even realize, and you don't as a child, you don't know that you
right.
need glasses.
They would not know.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. So these are some of the issues. We're going to be talking more about all of this. I hope you'll stay tuned. And we've got the adult spelling bee coming right up. So you keep it right here. News is up. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here having a Fast and Furious conversation right here with Becky McIntosh. She is the Fund Development Coordinator for Healthy Learners. This is a part-time job for you. Is that right, Becky?
It is, and I love it.
Is it really a part-time job, Becky?
Well, come next September, it'll be a full-time job because that's what I'm really gearing up for our big fundraiser, the Adult Spelling Bee.
Yeah, and of course, we want to talk about that in just a minute. But one of the things that I wanted to ask you is, what kind of a budget does it take to do the things that you do right there at Healthy Learners?
Okay. Our budget this past year was just under $200,000, mm-hmm. and that covers the full-time salary for the two professional women. The director is a nurse, registered nurse, and the counselor is a social worker. It also includes, you know, rent, office space, the van, upkeep of the van, and then medical services, because if the partner provider, if there are expenses, which there often are incurred, and medications, although we get a really, really good rate on the medications, then it comes out of our budget. Mm-hmm. So
those are the things, and I guess... So any medications that aren't covered by Medicaid and all these
right.
different things. And most of the children, I would assume, have some type of Medicaid. They may just not be able to get there because of their parents and this type of thing.
That's correct. There are some children that will become eligible for Medicaid, but the paperwork hasn't been done. And that's one thing our director does. She works with the parent or parents to get that process going. In the meantime, Healthy Learners can pay for anything that's needed, and sometimes then we can be reimbursed, which is good. That money just gets recycled for the next child that needs it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. How many children over last year, or where? How many children do you work with?
We served last year 214 children, mm-hmm. and those 214 children needed 892 services.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
That's a lot of services, and it... The numbers stays, it doesn't increase because we add new children, because once some of the children then don't need us the next year, mm-hmm. because they now have a family doctor, or they have been to a dentist and they have had a lesson in oral care, and they will go back to that dentist if they can.
Right.
And oftentimes they can, because anyway, so it's kind of revolving, and that's the good thing. We will always serve as many children that need us. We have been able to up to this point. And as I said, we're moving into 96. We're thrilled about that. When we moved into where Shoals, we did see an increase, but we were able to manage it. So,
And I guess that if somebody needed transportation, even though they maybe have their own doctor or something, that
yes.
would be something that
yes.
would still be able to be provided?
Yes, we do provide transportation because there are times, as we talked earlier, that neither parent can leave work, mm-hmm. Or a single parent.
Right.
So yes, we do provide the transportation, and the kids love it. That's the fun thing about this program too. And there's some children when they see Miss Alice coming, and oh, do I get to ride in the van today? Well, no, you don't. This is not your
turn today.
Yes. So it's exciting that the children feel good about this, that they're getting this help and they're getting the glasses. That's just a joy. I have to tell you one quick story. There was a boy that lost his glasses that his parents had gotten for him, and then they couldn't afford new ones to buy him another pair of glasses. And it was in the summertime. He went back to school, and people kind of forgot that he needed glasses, but he was not doing well in school. He eventually was at the Genesis Center. And there, the nurse, Nancy Moore's office is there, and she called us to have his eyes assessed. It had been, and he got glasses, and she said he literally jumped for joy when he put those glasses on. He was so excited. It had been 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 6 years. And so I just think, oh, Becky, I'm so glad that Healthy Learners is here. I'm glad that we have it in Greenwood and that we can do this for kids.
Absolutely. You know, I'll just tell a quick story about me and my glasses. I didn't realize that I needed, my parents didn't realize I needed glasses. I think I was in the sixth grade. And they did a, you know, little eye test thing, and sure. they said, oh, you need to go get glasses. Well, I mean, they took me to get glasses. It was during the summer, and the glasses came in the mail because we lived in a country,
uh-huh.
and I put those glasses on, and I looked across the street, and I could see across the commons, and the colors were vibrant, and I could see the dog, and I could see all this stuff over there. I was like, oh, my God, I didn't realize you're supposed to be able to see this.
Yes.
And then my mother said I was getting ready to go to camp. Well, and you can just leave the glasses here. We don't need to take them to camp. I said, no way. I am wearing these things. So yes. I can relate to that experience because yes. up until that point, I didn't realize I was missing anything.
Right, right. You don't realize what you're missing because
exactly.
you can't see it.
So,
oh, that's a great story.
Yeah. And I will never forget the vibrant colors. It was summer and it was looking across the common where the church was and everything. And I was just like, oh my God, this is fabulous. So the bottom line is this can really make a difference for our kids. And of course, we all want our kids to grow up with every advantage that they can. We do have people here in Greenwood, 34.7% children living in poverty and no way to get the services and things that they need. If we don't get these problems fixed, we're going to be dealing with this as adults in society. They're not going to graduate from school.
That's right. We really want children to be successful at elementary, at every level, but if we can ensure that health care or the lack of health care is not an obstacle, they can be successful. That's our motto. Healthy children become better students, which lead to thriving communities because they'll graduate.
Right.
We're really fighting poverty at the very basic level because we want these kids to be successful, and that's our vision. So it's
and
an exciting program.
Yes. That's your vision, yes. We're talking vision.
Vision,
your
but it
vision.
Is our
yeah,
vision
okay,
for
yeah.
children in Greenwood County.
Well, you know, I think it's pretty amazing that you do this with two staffers and a van.
Yes.
I mean, that is pretty amazing. And, of course, you said next year you're going to add 96.
Yes.
So I'll be interested when you come back the following year to tell me whether two women in a van are enough or are we going to need more staff.
Right. If it gets to the point that we need more staff, then that'll happen and that'll be determined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have a big program, a big fundraiser to help do what you need to do with everybody, with the students here. $195,000 was your budget last year. Do you have a projected budget for this coming year?
Not yet. That will be forthcoming.
Right.
I assume it will be similar, but you probably wonder, and I'm sure our listeners are probably wondering, well, where does that money come from?
Sure.
And that's a legitimate question, of course. Self-regional healthcare provides a grant to us every year that we are so thankful for, and they recognize that a lot of these children that we're helping would be in the emergency room on the weekend. So they're very supportive of this program and have been from the inception of the program. Self Family Foundation,
mm-hmm.
they were the other one, those two that really helped us kick this program off in 2005. We've been in town for 11 years. We have a United Way grant each year, and the Greenwood County Community Foundation has been responsive to us as we have grown and changed and had different things added each year. We have individual donors, which we really appreciate. Organizations have been good to us. The schools have some fundraisers. School nurses have fundraisers. The teachers of the year get together and do fundraisers, and oftentimes we're the charity that they give the money to because they see the difference we make in schools. We have several churches that sponsor us, either contribute to us either once a month or once a quarter. And then family foundations. We have some family foundations. So Greenwood is a loving, giving community. And when people realize how focused we are and how much we can accomplish, I think that's when they step up and become a donor.
Two women in a van.
And they get it done. They get it done.
They get it done. All right. When we come back, you came up with last year a cool fundraiser, one that's a lot of fun, one that's a lot of different, which I think is very cool. We're going to be talking about the adult spelling bee, and we want you to learn about it. So maybe either you want to participate as a sponsor or maybe you want to have a team and see how you can do. So you stay right here on WCRS. We'll be right back. We're talking about healthy learners and the adult spelling bee coming up.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here. here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here with Becky McIntosh. We are talking about healthy learners, and we realize this is early, but perhaps you want to start practicing your spelling and putting together a team for the Healthy Learners Adult Spelling Bee, and you might decide to jump on board and help with sponsoring this great event. Now, last year, Becky, the first year of the event, how much money did you raise?
We raised over $18,000. We were so excited. Our goal was 10,
right.
And we raised over 18,000.
You know, and I know before, because having talked to you and being on board with it from the very first, that you went around and visited different places to see how they did these spelling bees. And, you know, when you talk about an adult spelling bee, the first thing that comes to mind is you're going to be standing there all alone trying to figure out how to spell something.
That's not exactly the way it works, is it?
It's
not. We went up to Lincolnton, North Carolina, and watched a spelling bee hosted by their Chamber of Commerce. And it had been going on for like 15 years, but we added some bells and whistles to ours. But there's teams of four people. So, for example, Val Ballantyne is one of our sponsors and has a team, and they're right across the street, so I happen to think about them. They'll have a team, and four people will be on a table, and every other team, Self Regional, will have a team, and United Way has a team, and Fujifilm has a team, and every school in District 50 has a team. I mean, high schools, middle schools, elementary schools. Plus, there's a district office team, and Ware Shoals has a team, so it's exciting. So we had 36 teams.
That's pretty awesome for your first
year. It was.
Yeah.
It was. And each of those teams had four adults sitting around a table. So we had an enunciator, which we had two. We had Betty Horn and Monique Sakay Bagwell. And Senator Nicholson is our master of ceremonies, and he'll be back. And Shell Doolett was our timekeeper. So you have to picture this. This was really fun. The enunciator says the word synopsis. They've got 30 seconds to talk and decide and practice how to spell the word. And then Shell blows his whistle and says, time's up, pen's down. Then it says 15 seconds to actually spell the word. And the team captain spells out the word. Now, standing beside every table is a judge. So we had 36 judges, and then the enunciator spells the word out loud, and the judge decides if they have it right or wrong. So you're thinking, you know, oh, this must take forever to calculate all this. No, it happens real fast. If they got it wrong, red flag goes up. So all the audience, there's a lot of people watching from the stands, sees who got it wrong, but right away they have to leave because they spelled a word wrong,
right.
Or they can say, I'll buy the word back. And they don't even have to get the money out and no transactions. They just sign on the dotted line that they'll buy the word. And then the red flag comes down. As soon as all the red flags come down, which of course is a ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching in our mind because we're going to get $20 from each team that misspelled a word.
Then so you hope they misspell
the
word.
We hope they misspell a
bunch
of words.
And that they have some money to put towards keeping in the game.
Yes. And they know ahead of time, the teams, we send them out a lot of information about that it's going to be each word you miss is $20 or you leave. And of course, teams eventually have to leave because you want to have a winner.
Right.
There's four rounds. The first round is easy. Still, a few people miss a word here and there, but that kind of gets the blood flowing. And then the second round is intermediate. We had several red flags go up, several. And so it was ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. And then in my mind, of course, there wasn't any ka-ching sounds. And then
maybe that's not a bad idea. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Maybe I'll get up to the microphone and ka-ching for a while. And then the third round was difficult. Now, at the beginning of the fourth round, we still had 20 teams.
Wow.
Because they wanted to stay and play.
Right.
So at the fourth round, there's no buybacks. So
now
you know who can really spell. If there was a team buying every word, which we didn't mind, they could buy every word. Oh, there were other teams that hadn't missed a single word.
Correct.
Up to that point. Really, really hadn't missed a word. And then, so the final round, if you miss it, then you have to leave. Well, then we started to see a more consistent exodus.
Right.
And as they left the floor, they would go by the payout table and pay what they owned. The $200 per team to register, to participate.
Right.
So that helps, of course, with our fundraising, the $200. This year we want 44 teams. I am sure we will get it because the first three teams that registered this year were new.
How about that?
Yeah. They knew about it. They heard about it last year. They heard the competition. Oh, Lander team and Duke Energy team and Stony Point team and Burton Center and who is going to beat who and this and that. You know, it was fun. And all these people competing. Plus, they had their friends or colleagues in the audience. So, and we keep it going fast. This starts at 6:30 and we're done at 8:30.
Well, that's pretty fast.
Yeah.
That's one of the worst things that happens in a fundraiser if it drags. Yeah. You lose people very quickly.
We didn't lose people because we kept it going and it was a lot of fun. The kickoff, which was kind of it was exciting. We had children get up on stage before 6:30, sing and dance, like from the elementary schools and one middle school group. And so when I got up to the mic just to introduce Senator Nicholson and tell everybody thank you for being here, it was like, oh my gosh, that's why we're here.
Right.
Seeing these children, this is why we're here. This is why we're gonna have all this fun. And away we went.
Well, that's terrific. I guess you were pretty surprised when you chunked up 18,000, 19,000, whatever it was. That was pretty much a surprise, wasn't it?
Well, we started calculating where we were headed with it because we did have some wonderful community sponsors. A premier sponsorship is $1,000.
Right.
And we had several step up as a premier sponsor. And then a supporting sponsorship is $500. And these are people, either people or organizations or companies that believe in what we do. You know, your sponsor, you know, the WCRS was a sponsor last year because Ann believes in what we do.
Absolutely.
We had several good sponsors. It's just wonderful. So listeners out there, if you heard what we do in Healthy Learners and you believe in what we do and you'd like to have your company name up on the
screen, marquee, on the lights,
yes, we will do a lot of promotion for you because that means you believe in what we're doing for children. And we will take as many sponsors as we can get. We also have the teams that are available right now. I mean, we've had many teams sign up already, but we'd love to have some new teams. Just to throw out a few more, Sports Break had a team. Oh, churches, by the way. We had four churches, and I believe already there's two more that are going to be joining us. And I can't get out to every church in town to say, come on, you need to have a team. But the First Presbyterian had a team, Our Lady of Our Lords Catholic Church, First Greenwood ARP, and Main Street.
And where will this be held?
Emerald Gymnasium, Emerald High School.
Okay, and when is it?
Tuesday, September 27th.
So plenty of time to get together a team or start thinking about a sponsorship.
Yeah.
It really would be good.
And just have fun with it. Just think about four friends. Just getting together and participating. And so, you know, $50 a person. And you come together and you have a good time. It's for a great cause. And come join the fun.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think it is fun. It's different. We have a lot of fundraisers. And it's neat to have something totally different. And, you know, that's what you were looking for as a fundraiser.
Yes.
And you found an excellent fund to be able to do. Now, Becky, people need to know how to get a hold of you if they want to call and find out more about it.
Yes. Please call me at 993-6501.
Okay.
And I will leave some forms here at the station, at the store, that you could come by and pick up that tells you everything you need to know. And I have to share who the winner was last year.
Who was the winner last year?
Our Lady of Lords Catholic Church won. First place. Second place, First Greenwood ARP Church.
The churches.
Two churches. Third place was Stony Point.
Oh,
and there were lots of other teams that would have been vying for fourth, fifth, and sixth. But there's lots of teams.
I just got to ask you one question. How did Jim Medford feel about being third?
Well, he would like to have been first.
He said he was
going to be first. But so did Daryl Johnson, our superintendent. He said, we're going to have a school win this. But, you know, once you get to that final round, it's just there
all bets
some
are off.
Difficult. Yep. Well, you just have to see who can spell. But it's not individual. Remember that.
It's a group.
Team of four.
Team of four.
So put together a great team and have a good time.
Yes. And, you know, in today's world, spelling is so much more difficult. Since we've developed spell check,
yes,
nobody really knows how to spell. And when you see the little kids able to spell in the national spelling bees and everything.
I've watched them.
I mean, your heart has to go out to them because you know that. I mean, I used to be able to spell. I can't spell anymore. I sit there and go, wrong answer. Okay, yep. Spell it and let spell check give me the right answer.
Yes.
It's totally a different world than it was 30 or 40 years ago when you talk about spelling bees.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that one of the reasons that this is so much fun is because we do remember when we had to spell and when we were in spelling bees years ago. But I hope you will join us.
Absolutely. You're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Becky, you know, I don't suppose that anybody can have a cell phone sitting there at the table.
Absolutely not. No devices, no electronic devices. No
spell checkers, anything like that.
Nothing like that, as much as they would like to.
Okay, it's all brain power, and that's what it takes. But it's a lot of fun, and you certainly are doing something. You know, when you can have a good time and help raise money for a worthwhile cause, you really have a win-win situation. So if you'd like to be a sponsor of this event, call Becky, 993-6501. If you'd like to put together a team, call Becky, 993-6501. Thank you so much for coming out here today for Healthy Learners. And make sure you can stop by right here, and we can give you some of the forms to fill out and have a good time. Thanks so much for coming out and sharing with us today, Becky.
Thank you for inviting me. I loved it, and I'm looking forward to a great spelling bee in September.
Absolutely. September 27th, 6:30 at Emerald High School. If you're not participating, make sure you put it on your calendar. It's a fun thing to do, and we'll be talking about it right here on WCRS. Thank you, Gracie. Bye-bye, everybody.